On today's Windows Wednesday, we have a look at customization and how you have to use external third-party tools to do that on Windows. But on Linux, there's just a lot of tools simply available that aren't considered third-party. They're just considered part of Linux. Thanks for checking out this video by Switch to Linux. If you'd like to see more content like this, you can subscribe to the channel. If you've not already done so, leave us a like and a comment down below. And my apologies, I seem to be a little bit losing my voice, and if that happens, we may not have a news. I don't know yet. We will kind of have to see. First time I've actually gotten sick in a while that caused a loss of my voice, but we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. Just be aware of that. But we are going to talk today a little bit about Windows and how bloated it's becoming. Now, there's been a lot of discussion that they're trying to work once again with the insider programs and actually trying to listen to people, which, you know, will not really go too far because ultimately they're going to listen to the people who are more accountable to the shareholders who could make more money by cramming little pieces of AI everywhere. Now, they have backed off from the AI a little bit, but not a lot. They still haven't given us anything like a master AI toggle switch to completely disable all of it, and a number of other things that people would really prefer, like, I don't know, maybe local-only accounts from the get-go, things like that. But the other things, some people look at all of the applications being installed. In fact, I started noticing that as I was looking at Windows 10, just kind of looking at how horrible it could be. It's kind of like, you know, like you're watching a car crash about to happen. You're like, that kind of happened yesterday. In fact, I was going into a store and there was this big old like Expedition there. And then there was a car turning the corner, another car pulling out of a spot and they're going in the same direction. I'm like, oh, this is going to be ugly. There's nothing I can do to stop it. And fortunately, both drivers recognize they're about to have a collision. They stop mid-collision. Unfortunately, Windows did not stop mid-collision. You know, you're like, this is our professional system. Xbox Live pre-installed and you can't get rid of it. Like, do we really need Xbox on our business machines? Now, I think in the enterprise with the policies, you can probably get rid of that crap. But it's kind of funny that I just go out, I buy a new computer, I want nothing to do with Xbox, and I have to look at this Xbox app constantly there, and I can't get rid of it. Those are the types of things that kind of drive me crazy. But that really is the direction, the push that many people are saying that if you want to have Windows doing the ways you want to do it, you have to use third-party scripts. And there have been some articles about that from Windows Central. So should you debloat Windows 11? The custom ISO scene is bigger than you think, but it could also introduce some security flaws. So because Microsoft will not give us things like local accounts only and master toggle switches, and they won't allow us to select, maybe just have a bare minimum installation option and that, or let us choose what type of stuff we like to install. But because they don't give us those basic options, then ultimately, people are turning to third-party tools. And of course, we know that third parties is how data breaches tend to happen. So what happens when we have our third parties in the midst of, you know, running your whole operating system? That is kind of crazy. So let's have a look at these. And I'm not, by the way, saying that any of these third-party tools are specifically insecure. It's just as we look at companies over-reliance on third parties to process personal information, Discord, for example, it tends to lead to more security issues than the company itself actually causing a breach. Of course, that could be because the company refuses to touch your data. They pawn it all onto the third party so they can blame them when something goes wrong. I don't know. But it's been around long enough that some people are really getting concerned. And he argues, this author here argues, that the custom Windows 11 scene is thriving, mostly third-party developers, because Microsoft seemingly cannot give users what they want. Building on this premise, there has been an influx of tools specifically designed to make Windows 11 feel less bloated. While it's debatable whether Windows 11 is genuinely bloated, that's debatable. No, it's not. You install it and you get a suite of crap that you don't want. What are you talking about? It is. And we're not talking about system tools. Well, I never use a character map, therefore. You know, some people might consider that bloat. But like Xbox Game Pass. I'm not playing video games. I don't need that crap. You know, that's bloat. Bloat, by definition, would be pre-installing software that goes beyond basic system administration that the user didn't ask for. How's that? You know, character maps could have a purpose. I might need to dig through there to figure out what that little thing is, you know. Obviously, you know, disk utility tools, things like that. But anyway, there have been a lot of tools coming out. So recently, the managing editor of Windows Central decided to tinker with Winhance. He liked it because this is super user friendly. So it's not built for tools. It's built in a way that anybody can understand. And you could do a lot of gaming and tweaking, just a lot of adjustments to your computer through that, as far as installing and uninstalling software that otherwise is very difficult to do. There's Atlas OS, touted to create a kinder Windows experience that trusts, essentially selling itself as a lightweight modification of Windows designed for users looking for a trusted performance, performant experience without necessarily having to sacrifice functionality. Of course, that one does allow you to do things like remove the ability to do restore points and other things, and the inability to reinstall Windows 11, so you'd have to reinstall it yourself. So that could be a potential problem. But it does allow you to do a lot of things. Now, what we could see is if more and more people turn to third-party debloat tools, this is where the scammers will take notice and start releasing malicious versions of tools, either malvertising on legitimate tools or just creating their own group of Windows debloat tools and just releasing them out under their own names. Both of those are things that are going to do. But, you know, Atlas OS here says it can remove Windows Defender, restore points, and system resets from your system, so you have to be cautious. And so that really is what we're talking about here. Now, another article that Windows Central released is you need to be a hacker to use Windows, end quote. Free tool lets you rebuild Windows 11 without Copilot or any other AI. This is NT Lite. This is another one of these custom ISOs to install Windows without certain tools. So this is what you need to do if you want to completely remove AI from Windows. You have to use this tool and go in and remove all of these things that Windows could provide us a single master off switch. I mean, look at what Firefox did. You know, we give Firefox a lot of crap, but they listened and they recognize some people do not want anything to do with AI integrated into the browser itself. There is one master AI switch, and it literally succeeds at turning off everything. I support that because some people want AI, and you can turn that on or turn that off or customize it. You can turn off specific features and whatnot. And so that really is a good thing that you can do. So they looked at this one here. So this is the Windows NT Lite giving you a version of Windows that does not have any of the AI embedded in it. And this is, again, a way that you can create your Windows system in a way that, you know, you might want your Windows system to be. They say using Windows is more complicated than Linux now. Another user lamented, in the past, people thought you were a hacker if you use Linux. Now you need to become a hacker to use Windows. Yeah, and that's the funny thing, right? I don't want to use that command line. Well, you need to use that command line in Windows to order to get rid of a lot of crap that you don't want. Or just use one of these external tools. That's the other thing that you can actually do. And so I wanted to kind of pivot into Linux customizability. And this is funny. I found an article from 2019 out of Forbes, of all places. So that's kind of curious. And 5 gorgeous examples of truly customized Linux desktops. Yeah, people that decided to go a little out there with their Linux desktops. Which is cool, you know, and you're welcome to install Linux, and many Linux desktop environments look beautiful out of the box. Some of them don't, but many of them do. You can go ahead and install it. You can easily change all your icons. You can easily change themes. You can even go in and custom modify CSS files that dictate what the entire system looks like. And that really is what they're getting at here. So they have just a couple different ones here. So this one here is pixel perfect. So it's very, I don't know if it's cartoonish. It doesn't look like anime design, is it? Well, at least cartoonish. And it just has, you know, basically just a nice background with good transparencies and a good icon set. Nothing that's super super out of the way here. So this does actually, it looks like it uses maybe some live wallpapers. But, you know, it does use, this is Catverts, a company video about five times. If you, you know, about how to make the thing, things like that. He's just using the transparency of a dock. Probably, I don't know which dock, you know, CairoDock could do that. There's a couple different docking applications you can use. And those aren't weird third-party tools. These are things you will find in the Linux repositories. Papyrus icon theme, I use that in some of my builds there as well. And Catverts, by the way, uses Arch. Just, he wants to let you know. There's Mechanical Love. So this one here is... let's see if he says what this one's based on here. Display system resources without the display looking busy. So might be using Conky for that or one of the other tools there as well. But he just kind of has a system that looks, it has a very nice design to it. I do like the vibrant colors on the back, the dark background theme. So that's actually pretty good. Here's Flurry. So this one here, this one might be Deepin. I don't know. They have a reference here to Deepin. I didn't read super close into what all these guys are, but you know, again, it's this one looks like it's probably just a basic GNOME with a nice desktop picture and just a little bit of styling on the dock. It's probably what that is. Probably using dash to dock in this case. And then here's one using a window manager. So this one here, is that the same one? Yeah, this is actually the same desktop. So this is just single desktop. It's using a window manager here. It actually looks like this is based on Ubuntu. Of course, Ubuntu 18. I actually found my Ubuntu 14 the other day in a drawer. That was neat. All right. So this is actually running Ubuntu, but probably looks like it's going to use a window manager on top of it instead of something else. But you can see how it looks. The nice design. You can see that he... customize it to put your close, minimize, maximize buttons down in a line instead of at the top. And then here's a Dear Diary, just some nice, you know, skeuomorphic paper Linux design. That's actually kind of neat. I like it. You know, each line is a separate line on the piece of paper on the code there. That's pretty cool. And then there's this Modern Yellow, and they like this one that they adjusted the lines to be more of an angle instead of everything else. This one looks like it could be Plasma. So there's just some examples of what you can do if you were so inclined. A more slightly more recent article from February of 2025 from the XDA developers. This is actually looks at seven specific tools that people have used to customize their Linux desktops. So again, though, none of these are third-party tools you have to download from the internet. They are all involved, you know, typically in the repositories for whatever Linux distribution you always have, with a few small caveats. The first tool they're saying here is KDE Plasma. Well, that's just a desktop environment. That's cheating, but with the desktop environment, KDE Plasma is the most customizable full Linux desktop environment. You can set it up with any number of colors, styles, designs. You can clone it to look like any version of Windows ever. In fact, you can probably already download themes specifically for every version of Windows ever. But Plasma is certainly a good choice. That is a tool to allow you to do some basic customization without digging in too deep. Here's i3 Gaps. And this would be a window manager, tiling window manager that will allow you to basically on most of the tiling window managers, you just customize a text file, a configuration file that's just a text document, and it will show the layout of everything, styles, colors, designs, transparency or not, light theme, dark theme, all that kind of stuff is all set quite easily within there. Then they have a awesome window manager. This is just another window manager like the other one up above. So again, configuration files, you can change them and tweak them. Open box, this is a more minimalistic window manager. So I'm not a huge fan of the window managers personally. So I actually don't know how to use pretty much any of them at this point in time. Maybe I should learn that. But you can really do with window managers anything you want to do. And that's really what's nice about. Look at this. This is awesome. That's pretty cool. In fact, if you didn't see PewDiePie's video on Linux from last year, he actually did a lot of customizing his desktop, which is using one of these window managers. I don't remember which one it is. Here's PyCom. This one here, this is a compositor. So this would allow you to do some adjustments. There's a whole video about how to use it on this particular video here. This one here has animated wallpapers on the background. So here you can see the animated wallpapers are going. So, you know, sitting there on your desktop, you got things going on behind you. That's kind of cool, right? You can maybe have your cat over there rolling over periodically, you know, on the belly, rolling over again. Put a fish tank as your background. Wouldn't that mess people up, right? You got a whole fish tank on your background, and you're working in translucent windows over top of the fish. You know, that'd be awesome. So you could do fun stuff like that. And then, of course, Conky. This allows you to do your RAM, CPU, system statuses, temperatures, all that kind of stuff. Allows you to display. I actually have a Conky set up on my MX Linux Raspberry Pi. Just a very small one set up just to see some of the basic system stats. But you can really set it up any way that you want to set it up. There's fairly easy configuration. Again, most of it's oftentimes done with configuration files. But you can get in there and do pretty much anything with it that you want. So there you have it. Windows is really working hard to force you to use the way they want you to use it. And really, you only have the options that they give you unless you're using third-party tools, which could be okay, or it could increase the security risks in your system. Who knows? But on Linux, all of these tools we looked at are all available generally in Linux repositories, no matter what your distro is. So ultimately, you don't even really have to choose a specific distro. You can make modifications to anything out of the box. It takes a little bit of time and commitment to get them right. But let me know your thoughts about all that in the comments down below.